And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, we began a study of the evil, pain, and suffering frequently caused by natural disasters. Genesis 6 through 8 records the global destruction that occurred on earth resulting from the great flood sent by God as an instrument of God's judgment upon wicked humanity. Genesis 7:19 indicates that the floodwaters eventually covered all the high mountains that were under the whole heaven. It is difficult to imagine the far-reaching changes that the flood wrought upon the earth. We know today that local floods can cause tremendous damage in very brief periods. Imagine then the damage that the water covering every mountain must have caused. It is not unreasonable to suggest, knowing the changes caused by local floods, that the global flood of Genesis 6 through 8 not only radically altered the face of the earth, but also simultaneously produced circumstances that are ultimately responsible for many of the natural disasters that the earth has experienced since that time. Psalm 104, verses 6 through 10 informs us that after the flood, God created new, higher mountains and lower oceanic valleys. Today, approximately 72% of the earth's surface remains covered with water. As a result of the geologic changes that occurred during and after the flood, temperature variations undoubtedly were introduced that produced seasonal variations unlike any previously known. Other factors likely were involved as well. What causes natural disasters on Earth today? One factor is the vastly different geological and meteorological phenomena currently present. Tall mountains and deep valleys frequently are conducive of localized extremes in weather. Plus, the radically changed components of the Earth's crust give rise to earthquakes and even tsunamis. Vast bodies of water and global climatic variations spawn tropical storms and hurricanes. Taken at face value, mankind's wickedness, which ultimately precipitated the Great Flood, is responsible for the global changes that now produce a wide variety of natural disasters. Or to be perfectly blunt, the cause of all that is wrong with the earth is not God's fault, but it is instead directly attributable to man's ungodliness. In 2 Peter 3, verse 6, Peter spoke of the world that then was and its destruction by the flood. That world no longer exists. Today we inhabit a once perfect but now flawed planet. Man, not God, bears the blame.